Thank you for tuning in to Finish the Fight, a gaming podcast. If you have not, be sure to check out our Patreon at patreon.com/finishthefight, where we have some amazing merch and plenty of other things for you guys.
Hey, everybody. How's it going? Welcome to Finish the Fight. I'm your host, Alex Kendall.
I'm your host, Jesse Reiners.
And this one is a bit of a somber one. We wanted to be pretty open with you all. You know, we've been with this journey 2 years. I mean, we just passed our 2 year anniversary. Mm-hmm. It's been a wild ride. I mean, I've really enjoyed everything of it. I mean, Jesse and I formed our friendship over this podcast. We reignited our love of Halo over this podcast, mm-hmm. and plenty of other things. And so this is gonna be pretty impromptu. I mean, this is just kind of like a reminisce, kind of Q&A, kind of sunsetting in a way of these type of things. So, So like I said, this is a bit of a somber one, a bit of a look back. I'll let Jesse kind of take over from here.
Yeah. So essentially, the past 4 years between Iron Minds and the two iterations of Finish the Fight, you know, there's been no kind of break for me. And I mean, it's just gotten to the point where I think I just need a hard reset on a lot of things in my life. And with that, I'm stepping away from Finish the Fight. As you know, basically everything, you know, as of right now, I'm no longer involved with this, but it just kind of came all at once. And I wanted to step away with clarity and like peace of mind and kind of like knowing, rather than like crashing and burning and, you know, slamming my fist on the table. And it was just nothing in particular. It just, you know, earlier this week, I kind of just felt like I needed to step away. There's a lot I just like hobbies and everything like that I want to pick back up and mm-hmm. just, you know, not worry about, can I do this, you know, worrying about the podcast. And that's not saying that I didn't enjoy it. You know, the past 2 years have been nothing short of incredible. You know, blood, sweat, and tears have gone into this, you know, definitely tears sometimes, literally. But it's just the fact that I think I just, you know, I need some time off just to focus on myself, you know, for, and some of it has to do with mental health. I mean, I think it's just, I put a lot of people before me and a lot of projects. And Alex had even said, I take on a lot of work and it's not that I'm prideful. I just don't want to bother people with saying, can you help me with this? And, you know, you just kind of reach a boiling point. And luckily I'm just kind of turning the stove off before I, you know, burst.
Yeah, and I know you'd brought this to me, and I was a bit confused at first because I was thinking like, oh, you know, if you want me to, you know, because you're like I'm burnt out, like I'm past E, like the needle's broken, mm-hmm. and so I was saying, you know what, why don't I take on more work, or why don't we get some more help, or why don't we reduce our content, and you know, you're just saying it's not that, it's just everything, you know, it's not one person, it's not one project, it's just I understand where you're coming from, that it is a lot what we do, and. For those of you, if you don't know what Jesse's done, I mean, Jesse puts well over 40 hours a week, including a full-time job, into this, into notes, into the social media, into laughing along with you guys at game nights and in Discord, and doing the art projects for it, doing projects, sure, let's call them projects, doing your sixth grade art project.
Fifth grade.
Oh, of course, excuse me, macaroni and whatnot. Doing our logo, doing the animation for our YouTube intros. If you haven't seen that, go check out the YouTube intro. Even if you don't watch on YouTube, just watch the first 15 seconds or so just to see what Jesse's done. It's nothing short of incredible of just learning how to use all these different Adobe programs, just picking up a hobby and running with it. And I know this was, you know, the start for you too as a hobby. Just mm-hmm. like, hey, I have some friends who, I mean, and if you guys don't know what Iron Minds is and you're a newer listener, you know, that was the first podcast that Jesse had really worked on. That was his pilot thing, mm-hmm. with a couple of buddies, and you know, kind of, you know, wet your chops there and started to get an idea of it and fall in love with just the idea of, one, like talking with people and bringing up things you like, mm-hmm. and then, you know, us transition to this, not shortly after, but a bit of time after that.
Yeah, because there was some overlap as well, mm-hmm. and that was in the earlier Halo days, and I think it was essentially May or June, maybe even July of 2019 that I stepped away from Iron Minds.
Yeah.
Just because I was getting, there were some things going on there. I just wasn't really wanting to do it anymore. And I was getting more excited about this, but there was no like real like downtime in between. It's just, I was like, cool, what little time I put in Iron Mines I can now, you know, dedicate to this.
Well, and you and I had talked about, I mean, there's two rules we set up. One, and this is kind of where you're talking about, is we've both said if this ever does not or is not fun for us, we're going to step away.
Yeah.
And the second one was, if this sucks, we're done.
Yeah.
The second one never came about because you guys are amazing. And our Halo content blew up. I mean, we were reaching the top of the boards consistently. And you guys just showed so much love with that. I mean, that's really why we fought through a lot of the garbage times. Like, we had some, and you may not know this, a lot of us had really low lows during this podcast.
Yeah, and I know people are going to say, well, it's just a podcast. And it's more so like, say, for book episodes. You know, there were times where it was just like, especially at the old studio, a two-hour episode could have been 4 hours of recording because it was a lot of stopping because like stuff
Who's
like
that character?
That.
What happened during that chapter?
Yeah.
You know, we basically had to do a full book report, read the book, write at that time like a 2 to 2.5 hour episode and try and remember everything that went, along with remembering the material that happened before it.
So for reference and stuff like that.
And I know a lot of you have come forward either on our social channels or Discord or just even DMs and be like, man, I really miss those book episodes. Like, that's what I loved it for. And, you know, I totally get it. I mean, you know, kind of going through that, get an idea of it to not have to jump in yourself and run through those things and to get an idea of what you jump into, even if you read it. But, man, those killed us. And that's honestly, we've talked about this before, but that's really why we capped the Halo Chronicles.
Yeah, because it would have been, you know, after we got done with Kilo 5, if we hadn't transitioned to finish out the games, it would have been probably at least another dozen or two dozen books. Someone's going to correct me on that, OL. But, you know, a lot more books.
And, well, yeah, because we have two more that by the time we quit had already come out.
Yeah, and so it was just like that was like the least fun thing to do. And, you know, there was a year of working on the Halo content content and the gaming content as well, and that was actually a pretty fun period. I think at one point I, you know, it was like I had a 2 week transition in between jobs, so I did research like 22 hours straight or something.
Yeah,
I was like,
let's
see if I can do it. I only made it till 7 a.m., not 9 a.m. like I had planned. But it's
so you're saying you're a quitter?
Yeah, essentially. Well, yeah. by the episode. No, and I mean, and I've apologized to Alex for this. It's just something, it's a switch that went off in my head. I just want, I want to be able to do things that I like kind of want to do. Like I want to take on things without a deadline.
Sure.
You know, the other night I was making a spreadsheet of Yu-Gi-Oh cards I wanted. Like, cause it's like I could. I started this forever ago. I started rewatching the show recently. Why not? Show's fucking terrible.
Go, hold on.
Show is terrible.
Yeah. And go look at Jesse's Twitter. He's live tweeting the thing, and I'm like, what are you doing with your life?
Yeah, because I put it on at lunch, and then sometimes I'll have it on the background when I'm working, and it's just, yeah, it's kind of bad. And then they changed up the intro music, and I went to hell from there. But that's a different conversation.
Yeah.
That's a different conversation.
But no, I wanted to take this time, like, it's like I said, this is a pretty rough time. You know, I know for you it is, and I know for us, just it's somewhat abrupt and kind of what we're doing with our content schedule. And we wanted to be open and honest just with the community. I mean, I know I want to be open and honest, you know, 100% with, you know, our subscribers, our patrons, our members who've been with us almost the full 2 years, even, you know, the newer ones who are jumping on of what's happening. So we're going to take this in like two more parts. We're going to take kind of a reminisce. Like I want Justin and I to kind of connect on this. So you guys kind of feel like why we started this. We said it plenty of times, but I want to like deep dive into why we did this. And then steps going forward. Will kind of be the last 5-7 minutes of this episode. Just talking about where I'm going. I'm continuing it. So so just so everyone knows, Finish the Fight will be back in some sort of fashion. Obviously, you know, we will not have a mustachioed host bringing us his Jesse monies, but we'll have some ideas that are coming up that I've been in the works with. And I hope, one, that you guys stay along with us, and two, that you can reach out and support us with this. You know, it's a big change. It's a big change over 2 years. So I wanted just to start, you know, with you and talk about, you know, what one, what kept you going this whole time? And like, what was like some of your favorite moments, whether in the community, whether recording episodes, you know, just you and I here dealing with this stuff. I mean, what's been your stuff?
I think, I guess my favorite, and I've told you this before, is the biggest thing I ever wanted out of this was a small following. But, you know, I get excited when I post an episode and people say, great job.
Yeah.
Like that's and I know that sounds really stupid and cliche. Oh, well, that's kind of who I am. That's what I worked for. You know, all my life, it's just a good job. That's it. That was my biggest thing that I wanted to hear from people.
And especially in like a creative medium like this, where you are putting your kind of creative soul on the line and being like, I worked for this. I prepped for this. I built this up. I edited it. Like, what do you think of it? And and getting those positive feedback from, I'm the same way. Like getting that positive feedback, seeing those iTunes reviews, even just like little like messages on like Insta or Twitter, like even a retweet is like so cool to kind of see like, oh, someone actually does care about what we produce.
Yeah. And I mean, it's just, you know, that's been some of my favorite part. As I said, I can't, you know, not mention, I think especially just Halo 3, I think was just a weird, I'm going to keep bringing that episode up. It was just like a weird thing where like, I don't remember recording that and Halo 2, but I think we were like just on fire and we just like went with it. And that to me was like some of the highlights of the Halo stuff. But I think as well, just building this community, which I didn't expect because I didn't know what Discord was coming into this. And you know, you had suggested doing the Discord and having people come along and having people just discuss the episodes. Because, you know, before with Iron Minds, it was just, okay, well, we have our Instagram. And I think I made an Iron Minds Facebook page. It really didn't take off. But just that idea of creating, you know, a group of friends and seeing people create their own friendships and kind of use our Discord. And, you know, there are people on there that don't necessarily listen to the podcast. They have before, but they just kind of use that as like a place to go. And that's really awesome for me to see. Is something that you built for us was this place where we can go share opinions, you know, just even if I wanted to share a song that I'm listening to or, you know, gaming news or anything like that, I think that's awesome. Like, that's definitely one of my favorite parts of this, as well as just, I think the whole rebranding was fun.
Yeah.
The rebranding was super fun because it was 6 or 7 months of doing it, as well as bringing on, you know, Richard and Evan, you know, two fine gentlemen who were able to set time out of their day and their week and their months to help us, you know, and I can't thank them enough for that either. Our mods, I can't thank you guys enough for it. It's been awesome to see, again, just a following. That was my biggest thing I wanted. That's the biggest thing we shot for was our biggest goal was a small following.
Yeah, we just wanted, I mean, we were thinking for Halo, like, man, if we can get like 100 views or 100 listens or downloads on this, like we're set.
Like per episode, we're like, oh, that'd be great. And then, yeah, it just kind of blew up quickly. And I still think of those Halo days fondly. You had mentioned the first game night. It was so silly. The game nights that we have had where we just play silly games or the Scribble or we do some kind of Jackbox or anything like that. Even the Halo games themselves, you know. I'm always going to, for some reason, remember we were playing Halo 5 and you were convinced that since Harvey was on our team, he was just like the tank. And so when he was on your team, you just went, go, Harvey, and you sent him out. And then all of us killed Harvey. And then you got mad because someone had the cheat gun or whatever one it was.
Was that the one that's like a night street and it's like a choke point?
Yeah, it's just like the lane and just stuff like that where we were all just losing our minds over it, you know. And those are memories you can't, you know, take back or forget. You know, it's going to be stuff that sticks with me forever. But as I said, it's just there's a lot as well behind the scenes. I think just you and I really becoming really good friends where we can just, you know, a lot of the times pre and post recording, it's just us just talking. Even now we talked for like 30 or 40 minutes about wrestling.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, before this, just kind of like working our way into getting this, you know, final. This is before Jesse dies, by the way. So this is his final voice memo before he dies. No, getting like this final episode, if you want to call it that, is this send-off. Just touching base. And, you know, that's what really made a lot of those. It made us click at some point. I know I listened to some of the older ones, and we did well on a lot of that. Mm-hmm. But then there's an episode, like you said, like Halo 3 or whatever was around there, we just clicked.
Yeah, because I remember listening to CE, and I was like, yeah, this is like, very touch and go. I'm not saying it's bad, and it probably isn't. It's just you are your own worst critic.
Yeah.
You know, so you listen to that, or I listen to that. We're like, oh, you know, messed up here. Because I pointed that out before to friends, and they're like, that sounded fine to me. I was like, no, I didn't say it right, or something like that, you know. So it is the improvement that's happened as well, you know, over this podcast and how it just became a routine to where we didn't have to worry about it. You know, we just walked in, did our thing, and, you know, left. Like, I think that was awesome that at least we got to that point.
Yeah. And it was nice, too, transitioning. I mean, I think we took on way too much, I'll be honest, with the new podcast. Going from 2 plus 1 episode, like a bonus one in Halos, was unscripted, or it was somewhat scripted of like having the vehicles listed or weapons listed or something like that.
Yeah.
To then doing
six.
Like, you know, 4 shorter length ones, but scripted. And then 2 for patrons that was, again, partially scripted, but more reminiscing and more talking about like bad games, games we had in childhood, basically bargain games.
Yeah.
And so there's a lot to take on, you know, and incorporating both game nights, the patron one and the public one, along with I took up streaming. So that, I mean, took my Monday, Wednesday, Friday nights out. So it's, we put a lot into it. And again, can't thank you enough. And, you know, I can see too where we talked about podcasting is tough to make a buck.
Yeah.
You know, the patrons and anyone who's ever bought merch or stuff from us, like, you have single-handedly supported this.
Yeah.
It's been amazing.
Yeah. And there are much more thank yous to come, but patrons, anyone, especially who sent money to Alex through Twitch, bought anything from the Etsy shop, like, that means a lot. Mm-hmm. And again, that was something I was like, look at my cool print. And Alex is like, people will buy that. I'm like, nah. And then people buy it. You know, it's crazy. So any amount, you know, if you've given us $1, you know, for a couple of months on Patreon or anything like that, or Patreon, it's weird because I never expected it, but I'm so thankful for everyone who's done it. And it really helped, at least like kind of a little bit of a motivation. Like, you know, we got people that like us enough, they're willing to pay for us.
Yeah, and hearing that support is just so amazing. And like I said, it's been single-handedly supporting us, allowing us to get the equipment we need, allowing us to say, okay, we can get that service that'll help us do this thing, or just helping us cover our costs so it's not fully out of pocket.
Yeah, this hasn't been out of pocket for a long time.
Yeah, and it's helped just so much from that. And so just wanted to thank you on top of that. And, you know, as I said, as the changes occur, you know, we can talk more, especially patrons. Like, I want to privately talk to a lot of you about how content will shift and what's going to happen, but I'll save that for a bit later. You know, the thing that I want to bring up too, like my moments for it, is just us getting through, like, especially the old studio. Like, we were lucky enough, I guess we can call it that, to have that space, you know, coming out of two apartments from downtown, to actually have a recording space that, you know, we hobbled together.
But literally hobbled.
Literally
together.
Hobbled. It was pillows in the window, 2x4s the ceiling with some sheets. So it's a bit of everything. And it was just
it was musty.
It was musty a bit. But yeah, like, you know, having to turn the AC or heat off, because obviously you've got these big industrial fans going, and just like sweating in the summer, freezing in the winter.
Literally drenched in sweat.
Yeah, to kind of produce that content for you guys and to produce it to the best sound quality that we could. You know, you knowing a bit about mixing and running this stuff.
Yeah.
Me knowing that I had a space. That's
well,
about it.
Well, I remember that was the biggest emphasis when we first started. I said, we recorded one time without any soundproofing, because to me, that's like one of my biggest things is, you know, how does this sound? So we spent like a month about like buying acoustic foam, creating the, you know, I hand sewed the moving blankets together so they could be kind of like a sheet over us, you know. Just doing stuff like that, we recorded a handful of like test, you know, kind of essentially the first post show episodes,
yeah,
just to test it. And we would listen back because, you know, that was always, as I said, my thing is I wanted this to just sound like crystal clear,
just
perfect.
Quality, you know. Yeah. And it's, again, it's not a knock to anyone starting. You know, I know a lot of people start either remote, especially now, or on their phones or any of, you know, wherever you can get it. It's the same thing I say with photography. People are always like, oh, but you do this. I'm like, if you enjoy it and you have fun, but you don't have the best gear or you don't have the best setup, do it. But the way you and I were, and, you know, we had some funds to start this, was we wanted it to sound the similar as best it could, sound amazing quality each time, And so we wanted to make sure that to stand out from a lot of, at the time, Halo podcasts, especially now gaming podcasts, is just the quality that goes into the edits, the quality that goes into the sound, and the quality that goes into the material.
Yeah, and I'll say that's the nice thing about podcasting, and I've had people ask, is what's the first thing I should worry about? And I say sound. You can have the dynamic mics, whatever, like those regular mics. You can have that in a one or two channel mixer. You know, our equipment isn't like the nicest out there, but it's like tier two, you know, out of tier four, essentially. It's still good. Which was a lot better than what I was ever working with Iron Mines. But you just experiment. You know, when you had mentioned, you know, people starting on their cell phones, that's literally how I started podcasting. I think I still have some of the first Iron Mine episodes on the voice recorder on my phone.
Yeah.
Everyone starts somewhere. And I'll ask Alex, I'll ramble about this forever. If you ever want to start a podcast, hit me up. I will talk your ear off about it, because I think – I like that setup process. I'm weird. I like that. But
oh no, I understand that.
Yeah, but no, and I think that was just fun being super methodical about our thinking, and you know, especially with Halo, we sat there and we planned for the longest time, because I think that was going to be just like, let's cover a random book or game or something.
Yeah. But then we sat down, like whiteboarded it, and was like, what if we go in order?
Yeah, that was absolutely your idea, was saying let's do that, and I was like, that actually makes a lot of sense, you know, because it is. And that at that point, to me, it's like a journey versus just a podcast with like random things, you know, if there is a timeline to go off of. And I don't think anyone else was really doing that either.
No. And if they had, it was years and years in the past, or they covered – they had like a book club, or they covered all the games, but they didn't do each kind of piece of media in a sequential order from release.
We did switch Combat Evolved and – the Fall of Reach.
We did. We broke our first rule.
Yeah, literally, we're like, let's do it in chronological order, but not for these first two.
No, we need that game to shine.
Yeah, and I even remember, man. I remember recording. We recorded our episode zero. We were super psyched, and this was like 3 or 4 weeks before the episode was released. And we did Combat Evolved, and it was just like a weird vibe. And I was just like, we were just like, okay, see ya. And like the next day, you called me or I called you, and we both were kind of like, let's re-record. So like even from day one, we were just like, and I think that recording's long gone on the laptop we use that crashed. But, you know, it was just like from day one, it's like if the energy wasn't there.
Yeah.
Like literally our quote unquote debut episode, like we re-recorded because we were just like, it's not what we kind of thought it would be.
And we've done that several times now, too. I mean, even starting this one, we talked about it on either a post show or
I think it was Instagram Live.
Is it Instagram Live?
Yeah.
You know, about Super Mario 64. And we had started it, and we were still in this Halo Notes vibe of, like, going off that, but it just didn't work. You can't go from, you know, a space shooter to an Italian plumber.
Well, especially it's how we talk about the material in reference, because with Halo stuff, we didn't have to say, oh, Frank O'Connor,
this is
who he is now, anything like that. So, or Chris Lee, he does this, this, and this. We didn't have to do that with Halo stuff. You just knew who they were.
Yeah.
So it was just like a weird – that was another thing where we stopped, and we were just going to stop recording for the day, and then just something snapped, and we just kind of like found this new high, this new momentum, and just did it again. And that's always kind of the thing is like another piece of advice, I guess, for you guys is if there's no energy, don't do it because people can tell. And no one wants to hear that.
No, if you're just phoning it in, not literally on a phone, but if you're just there and you're just like, yeah, so Mario came out. Do you want to take over the next paragraph, Jesse? Yeah, sure, I will. Like people understand it, or even like you can see, I mean, we even see it in ourselves when we're like listening back to an episode and we're like, oh, we did like a double that day, or you know, we just didn't have it, or it was just a long day in general.
Yeah,
because we used to record the Halo stuff on Mondays, and occasionally different days, but it was always in the evening.
Yeah, it was Monday after a long day of work,
which
sometimes would affect it, sometimes wouldn't. Or I think at one point I was still going to school at the time, but you were still working because I started this when I was wrapping up my associates and. So yeah, this was, and then I transitioned into working and whatnot, and sometimes we have to change around because you have a shoot that might go super late, so now it's like you're not really doing shoots on Sunday mornings, that's why we kind of transitioned to that.
Yeah.
And when I left Iron Mine, Sunday mornings were when we recorded, so it kind of like, hey.
Worked out for it.
Free space now in my time. But yeah, I just know that we still put a lot of emphasis on quality. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's kind of always been our thing. I think we've been sticklers for it. Maybe sometimes too much. I don't think so. I just know that maybe other people would think so. But it's just that's always been like first and foremost is quality. Making all this sound good, delivering the right information to you. There's been times even something that doesn't occur to us when we're recording to where we stop and go, wait, let's get some more information about that. And
yeah.
Really quickly go and dig up some more info because, you know, it's a lot different when you're actually presenting it versus reading it to yourself and mm-hmm. you kind of know some of the backstory. But yeah, overall, I mean, with this departure, I don't want people to think that I'm just going to like disappear or there's this weird animosity in the room or anything like that. Like, I still want to be a part of this community. You know, it's a community you and I built. I still want to pop in from time to time, anything like that. Like, I still want to be around for this. And, you know, I've already told Alex, you know, I'm here if he needs any help with any of this. Like, it's just going to be, you know, just laying low for a while.
Sure.
Essentially. And, you know, I just need a few different creative outlets.
Yeah. That I totally understand. And I completely get it. And, you know, like I said, this is going to throw kind of a wrench in what we're doing. But hopefully, you know, as I've been, I took all day, you know, when you told me, I took the full day of just like laying stuff out. Like, what's going to happen? Can we do this? What do we have to do? How do we not recover, but how do we continue this process? And so, you know, I think we'll just wrap this up and I'll tell you that I want to try and continue finish the fight as best I can. I have, as far as hosting wise, I don't plan on doing solo.
Mm-hmm.
I'm personally not a huge fan of solo podcasts of me just kind of shoutcasting facts at you.
Yeah, unless it's like a 15 minute one.
It'd be like snippet stuff, like a quick drive podcast or something. So I do have two hosts in mind that I am talking with and that we're potentially adding to it that I really hope you guys enjoy. They're people that I think are going to be really good with the community and that I've known for a while and that the rapport can I hopefully just start right away that Jesse and I built up over a while. So we're going to have a new host with that. We're going to try and continue the same content. So basically the same gaming research that brings you the production and reception of your favorite games. You know, we want to continue.
In podcast form.
In podcast form. Thank you very much. So we want to try and continue that. And again, this has been an experiment between me and you, and our first rule was, if you're not having fun, if it's too much, step away.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm going to still live by that rule. I'm going to make sure that our new hosts live by that rule, that first and foremost, I want to produce good quality content for all of you that support us, whether monetarily, whether just in your time, whether you know, as mods, or just members of the community who share it with their best friend, or just a stranger, you throw them your phone and go, listen to this. Those are the people I'm looking out for. So, saying that, I don't know I'm releasing this. It's going to be after Pokemon Snap. So Pokemon Snap was just our last one, whether that was last week, whether that was yesterday, whether it was 2 minutes ago. We're going to take a little break. We're going to take probably a month or so off to regroup, restructure, figure things out, and continue on with quality content. Again, as Jesse and I had said, you know, when we did our test stuff for CE, we're like, no, re-record that. I'll be doing that with these new hosts. We'll be doing little short 30-minute sessions, testing it out, seeing how the waters are, and seeing if we can continue this project along.
Yeah.
I love it. And I know Jesse loves it too. And I know this was not an easy decision for you.
Yeah.
By no means. This is, like I said, this wasn't a hostile thing. This wasn't like an animosity thing, as you had said.
Yeah.
It's a taking care of yourself thing.
Yeah, I didn't call and I was like, man, I'm sick of you. It was just very like, I'm sorry. This is just kind of what it needs to be. And this is the first time where really it's just like, as I said, in maybe not even 2 years, in 4 years, I'm just like, I need to, and I'm drilling this in and I'm just saying I kind of need to think about me. Mm-hmm. And you know, and I am sorry for the community. From the bottom of my heart, I am sorry if you guys feel, I don't know, betrayed or upset by this. That's not my intention. I think everyone's going to have a point in their life where they need to just take some time for themselves.
Yeah, and I get that. Like I said, when you first had told me and kind of told me the timeline with it, like I was pretty angry. I'll be fully honest with that. But just, you know, sitting on it, talking to you about it, and just kind of getting a full scope and understanding of it, I get it. It still sucks, but I understand it. And again, this isn't our full-time job. This is a fun project that we do make a little bit of money on. that I feel more indebted to you, the audience, than I do getting anything back from it. So I think that's like where it is for me. So I want to make sure that we still can produce something really cool for you guys. And if we try it and we don't, you know, we'll call it. You know, if for some reason we don't mesh well with either a new host or you guys are just like, it's not the same, I don't like it, maybe we'll call it.
Yeah.
But I still want to get this project rolling for you guys. I still want to produce cool stuff. I'll still be streaming and I'll still be fully active in the Discord and social channels as much as we can. But for now, we're going to be taking a break. We're going to be restructuring. You know, we're going to be testing hosts out. You know, and as I said, I think a little bit earlier, any and all help that you guys have, whether recommendations or just if you want to even just reminisce with Jesse and I in Discord or on social about the podcast, like what drew you here? What was your favorite thing? I want to make sure that we can keep bringing those moments.
Yeah.
I know it's going to be weird. Mm-hmm. I know it's weird for me, like, you know, on Fresh Prince when you have a different Aunt Viv or, you know, like when you have a different person.
There was a different aunt?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Will Smith didn't get along with the first one, so they got a different Aunt Viv that was in there. So yeah, anytime you see that there's a shift, it's an oddity. It's like, how do you, I've held this close for 2 years, how are you going to throw a new person into this? How are you going to change up this content?
And folks, I trust Alex with his judgment and who he decides or decides not to bring in. I mean, there's no going to be like, I approve of this guy, but I trust Alex because I know Alex from the beginning, as I had said, quality for sure, no matter what. And I know Alex won't sacrifice that to just have a body, you know, as part of this. He's going to bring someone in. It's going to be someone who can do what we had been doing for the past 2 years.
Yeah. So we're going to be doing that. So obviously a change in schedule. You know, we apologize about that. Again, patrons, please hit me up. We can talk about, you know, especially next month after this, you know, taking the month off of what that's going to look like for you guys and anything I can do with that. But continue to see my ugly face on stream. You know, Jesse, like I said, will still be around the community. Please, again, there's no animosity. There's no hatred. There's no shortcomings of this. So don't treat it as such. Please don't lash out. This is something that, unfortunately, has to come. And I hope that, you know, all of you are taking care of yourselves as well. Mm-hmm. I hope that you never reach a burnout point where, like, do you flip a coin on mental health or continuing a project? Like, I hope that you take care of yourself. So, again, this has been an insane project that we didn't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
We had no idea we would get to this point. And we started this new project, and I know it was just, you had already bitten off too much, and then you just kept, like, eating the fork.
Yeah. And I was never swallowing either.
No.
Essentially, it was just, kept just cramming it in my little chipmunk. You know, cheeks.
You went full cheeks.
Yeah.
That's what happens.
And you know, as I said, I want to give a thank you to our mods. I want to give a thank you to each and one of our patrons. Anyone who's ever purchased from Etsy, I don't think there's a huge, you know, crossover between listeners and Etsy people. But still, there are people on Etsy that reached out. I want to give, you know, huge shout out to content creators out there that supported us. You know, we had Second Player, Ham and Spam Review, The Only Resh, Pixel Therapy Podcast.
Ian.
You know, Ian come on as well. In the, you know, Eric Arroyo and Dan Miller from the Bungie glory days, you know, who came on. You know, everyone who has been a part of this and supported this, because in my opinion, a podcast is a sum of its community and its listeners, you know, first and foremost.
Absolutely. And going off that, you know, this, even the show that Jesse and I kind of started with the new games, it's led by you guys. Mm-hmm. It's led by you giving us suggestions or like, hey, did you know that like it was crazy production during this?
Yeah.
It allows us to go look those things up and to kind of gauge where you guys are feeling with these things. Mm-hmm. So, you know, first and foremost, this is kind of your guys' podcast in a way.
Yes.
So let's chat. I know you guys are going to have questions, so I'm going to sit down at some point after this releases and we can just chit-chat.
Yeah.
I'll talk about who I'm possibly bringing on, just in case things change from now when we're recording this until when it releases. I want to make sure I don't really mention anyone yet until we get wet cement. Not concrete yet, but wet cement.
Mm-hmm. At least draw some initials in
there. Yeah, draw some initials in there, and then if you need to, you just scrape over them at that point, as one does.
Or you sometimes see the dogs that run through.
Yeah, exactly. We'll just have Jake run through and just change it up for us. So this is it. This is kind of the final send-off. Again, Jesse, I appreciate you as a friend, as a person.
Likewise. I mean, we've built. I think that it's the friends you make along the way. Mm-hmm. But I mean, really, we were acquaintances at best.
I mean, we were. I mean, and then we talked about this. We weren't really friends. We had known each other. I knew Jessica before you did, and like that's
long
how we
before
yeah,
me.
Yeah, and that's how we kind of connected from it and built from that. And so it's been really cool.
Mm-hmm.
This whole podcast has honestly reignited my love for gaming and just the community of it, mm-hmm. and the production and what really goes into creating a piece of art. It's a playable piece of art.
Yeah.
And all the blood, sweat, and tears that others have put into it for us to then spend an hour either going, it sucks or it's good.
Yeah.
That's
what it's all about.
Exactly. So
people like being judged.
Yeah. Yeah. We all love being judged. So this is kind of our send off with it. I don't want to keep rambling because we'll go on all day.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to say stay tuned. To reiterate, we'll take probably a month off. I mean, that's a guesstimate of just what it's going to take with this. We're still going to be working behind the scenes. So me, our possible new host, I've already talked to Evan and Richard about this a little bit. And our FTF team, if you want to call it, the people who are mods and stuff, will know very soon before this is released. Just to get the ball rolling on what our transition is, how can we still have fun with it, what can we do? So because one thing I want to make sure that we do is, even if we were to stop this podcast at some point, I want that Discord in our community to stay.
Mm-hmm.
Whether that shifts to a new ownership, whether that shifts to just us being in there, like you said, sharing gaming news, chit-chatting, hey, I want to play some games, or like me continuing to stream or continue to do a YouTube thing or just doing fun stuff, I want the community to stay. That was the one thing I wanted to make sure that you and I had talked about. We're like, this stays.
Yeah, this and the legacy of the podcast. If it you know, crashes and burns tomorrow, or it's just like, I'm stepping away from this. You know, I even said, if you don't, you know, want to keep hosting it, I'll keep hosting it.
Because
that's what happened with my last podcast. For context, is that the hosting, they stopped paying for the hosting.
So it just all kind of goes away.
It all went away. There's only three episodes, and they're the most three recent episodes. And that's kind of like a legacy.
Yeah.
You know, and no matter what, we still, you know, as you said, community and podcast always kind of be there, at least the episodes up.
Yes.
And I'm really glad that at least, you know, that no matter what, that's always going to be kind of a staple.
Yeah, and who knows what the future holds? Who knows if years down, you and I talk again, or like, let's just do some fun creative project like within the community or whatever comes about. Like, we're not just like, Jesse's not building a wall between this.
Yeah.
Taking some time off, doing your own thing. And if down the road we approach and like, hey, what if we do like just a fun game night with something, you know, like just continue some ideas with that. So, but again, thank you all so much. I know this is not the best message you want to hear, starting the year off, starting this podcast off, but we wanted to be open, upfront, and clear with our intentions with it, with where Jesse's going. And I really hope to have you guys along the way, even just as a support system for the podcast.
Yeah.
A support system for all of us trying to build this, and just to give your insights and ideas on how do we transition, what's some fun stuff, popping into streams, just saying hi, all those things. So we're going to keep going. I'm going to wrap it up here. I want to thank you all for tuning in to Finish the Fight, a gaming podcast. I'm your host, Alex Kendall.
I am your host, Jesse Reiners.
And we appreciate you guys, and we'll see you on the next side.